Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here, 720 yes. WGN. She's Maria Pampa. She's the Cook County Treasurer.
She's going to save you some money.
Yeah, that's what she's going to do. There's going to be savings of cash here before it's all said and done. Now, who couldn't use that?
Right.
60,000 homeowners, Treasurer, must update their address for tax bills and tips for saving money on property taxes. Is that correct?
That is correct. Every time I send out 1.7 million bills, 60,000 of them come back to my office. So you used to have to like fill out a form and get it notarized. All changed. But before I tell you how to do it, I want to extend a few kudos. The last time I came on air to your program,
right,
my website spiked 36,000 visits.
See?
Wow.
How's that?
How about that?
How's that for a compliment?
People, right.
Mm-hmm. And in August, we officially hit 1 million visitors. And this is why. You can now go to cookcountytreasurer.com. There is a little purple box there. It's called Your Property Tax Overview. You never have to fill out a name change form again. You can go to this box, put in your address of your home, and a big red warning box flashes across.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
big
scary.
Red sign. Yeah. Big, here comes a big red airplane across my website, which tells you that the mail was returned to my office. So, therefore, you know that you need to go to the next step, which is update your information, put in your new address so that the next time I send your bill, it comes directly to you. But better than that, if you never want to see me again in your mailbox, you can sign up for e-billing. And we will here and after email you the bill. It has a scan line on it. You can take it to Chase. You can send it to my office. You can bring it to my office. You can go to a community bank, or you can pay online. So,
you know what I do is when the bill comes from Maria Pappas' office,
first
from the treasurer's office, I immediately get nauseous. My heart starts to beat. And then what I do is I take it out in the backyard and I bury it.
Oh.
And I figure that there's going to be some kind of, and it, just for a day or two, and I put it in plastic so I can, you know, and I think that there's going to be, it's some sort of pagan ritual. And then I hope that it's going to be less than what it's actually going to be.
Right.
But
right.
It isn't.
Go away.
It isn't. Now, I did apply for a homeowner's exemption, which I didn't realize that I had not applied for.
Yeah.
So we got that all worked out.
That's a $600 refund.
Yep. So that was all good. But having said that, there are things that people can do that they may not be availing themselves of, right? Because, I mean, I learned that.
So here's the deal. And we've given back $20 million since April. Once you, the whole key to this is, it's pretty third grade-ish. You need to know your address. We're trying to make this so simple. You used to have seriously, finding your 14-digit number in Cook County is a heroic act.
It's a pain in the butt.
Your PIN number,
nobody knows what their PIN number is. So we've made this really easy. You just go to this little purple box at cookcountytreasurer.com. You actually put in your address. Once you put in your address, you know if you're right because a picture of your house is going to show
true.
Up. Picture
true.
Of your house shows up. So now you know you're in the right place because there's a picture of your house. Across the screen will flash whether or not you paid in March and whether or not you paid in August. It will say paid or not paid. If it says not paid, punch a button. You can pay there online. Mm-hmm. You scroll down and you're going to meet a grid of four boxes. Mm-hmm. So this is going back 4 years. So it is homeowner's exemptions, 4 years. Senior exemption, 4 years. Senior freeze, 4 years.
How old do you have to be a senior in this town?
65.
Oh, 65.
I got you beat by 5 years.
That's not coming.
So it'll tell you if you've claimed them in prior years, and you're saying retroactively you can go back and get them. How many years?
4 years.
Four years.
So what we're finding is a lot of the millennials who are in the office are now run. This is why the site's, you know, spiked up to a million hits, because a lot of the millennials are going to this site, the people who are computer savvy, and they're saying, gee, I wonder if my parents got this.
Sure.
And then what we're seeing is that for 4 years, their parents didn't get it, so their parents are getting $4,000 in refunds.
And then are they claiming a little bit of that as a finder's fee kind of thing? Is that
you know
how that
what?
Works?
It depends on where you are. If we go to a church and the minister lets us up like he did on Saturday, Sunday, we were at this, I was amazed. I mean, sister, I'm at this Hispanic church. There's 1,600 people taking communion, and they let me get up and speak, you know, and I mean, they it depends. I mean, I got up and I said, hey, look, you know, if we can get you $4,000, I think you should give the priest a little bit of this. And he got up, he applauded, he was
yeah,
happy.
Sure, he's happy about that, yeah.
That's the cost of letting me speak in front of 1,600 people.
I mean, see that.
He was excited about it. So this is, we're trying to make this less complicated. The last thing, and probably the more important thing is, not just on the property that you currently own, but anything that you've ever owned.
Oh.
Ever.
Oh.
Ever. Over the last 20 years.
20 years?
Yeah.
Wow, that's, yeah,
gee,
okay. That's,
well, this is a big deal because, I mean, I've got a database together. I had 258 people. I'm down to 58. I've got a million people coming to the website. This is technology at its best.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate that you're doing that because before this, you would have had to hire an expensive attorney to go through paperwork and documents and provide all kinds of PIN numbers. And you're right. And now it is simple.
But we still have these refund services who FOIA our info and then send letters to people saying, hey, you've got money in some government office. Let me get you the money and I'll take 40% of it. Listeners, you don't have to give anybody anything to get the money back from my office. But on these 20 years, there's 79 million. I was at
I want to just clarify that because it's a really important point that you're making. There are people out there who are just offering this service because they figure that people won't be able to navigate their way around it. They think they have to go to your office. They have to do this. It's all online. As long as you can use a computer, even a rudimentary way, you're going to be okay because it's a pretty simple process once you get onto your website. So try it online first is what you're arguing here. Go to cookcountytreasurer.com.
Yeah, I'm arguing do it yourself because I've made it so easy by just putting in your address.
Okay, so going back 20 years now, this seems more complicated.
No, it's 20 years and up on the screen again. Like, remember the airplane flashed in the beginning?
You didn't pay, whatever.
Uh-huh.
She was a teacher.
Now the airplane's going to flash and it's going to say, you overpaid in 2013 by $6,000 on your first installment. It tells you everything that you overpaid
based on your address or based on your name. Because what if you
based on the address? The address.
Oh, so I got to put the address in.
The address. So if you lived in that on that property at that time, you, like, well, we had a guy the other day. We were at. I was with a policeman at a funeral. I said, let me run your address. I ran his address in 20. Well, I'll do anything to, you know, anything to get business.
Let me run your address. That's what they're supposed to say, but go ahead.
So anyway, it was 2013. They made a mistake at his closing, and he was owed $7,000. He was so excited.
Huge.
He couldn't even cry at the funeral. Yeah, he was happy.
Oh, my gosh.
What, by the way, what year is it right now? I never understand this.
Okay.
So explain what it is.
When it's 2019 and all of Cook County, when it comes to your tax bill, it's really 2018 because during the Great Depression, they didn't pay for an entire year. That's what they tell me.
That's
the reason that we always run a year behind. Very confusing because when somebody gets the bill, they think, well, you know, I didn't pay last year, and it's this year. It's, you know.
Yeah, what about me this year?
That homeowner exemption is a big one, because if you live in your home, you qualify for that, and it's $600. Do you have to file for that every year? And why are so many people missing this? Why are so many people missing out on this?
They just don't know. Uh-huh. You buy a home first time, and you just forget. I was owed 3 years. I mean, I hit 65, and I forgot to apply, so I was owed. I didn't apply for, like my husband said, why aren't we getting senior exemptions?
Right.
I forgot. I mean, it's easy. You just...
Well, it's senior.
Her husband has to tell her. She's the treasurer.
She's the treasurer.
The treasurer. And he's like, what are we doing? Why aren't you doing this? Then you're the treasurer.
Wait, one time we double paid.
Oh,
I paid the taxes and he paid the taxes.
That never happens.
You are such a good citizen.
And then I had to go and I had to get my own money back for myself. You know?
All right.
There's a veterans exemption and a disabled veterans exemption?
Yes, there are. And you can apply for all of those depending upon how much of a disability you have.
Right. And the VA has to declare your disability, right? You have to get some percentage disability and all that.
But join this crowd and caravan of people who are now coming to cookcountytreasurer.com. If you don't speak English, you don't have a problem. That website is in 126 languages. People have downloaded 423,000 times in various foreign languages. And my top foreign language on my website is Polish.
Polish, yeah. We talked about that before. Mm-hmm. Although, if you don't speak English, you got a problem with this show, too. So that's a separate... That's kind of a separate issue. All right, let's we'll take some phone calls on the other side. 312-981-7200. She's here. She's Maria Pappas. She's going to save you money. Even though she's a treasurer, taking your money, she's going to save you the money that you're sending her. And she's such a good person that she double paid her own taxes so you don't have to.
Isn't that nice? How nice is that?
You should do that as a contest. One lucky Cook Countyan doesn't have to pay their property taxes because you're going to pay them for them.
You're making fun of me? Look, can you see this? This is Ro Khan. He forgot to get his homeowner's exemption.
But there are cameras in here. Would you put that thing down?
He's getting a certificate of error. I owe him $480.
$480!
He forgot Woo-hoo! To get his homeowner's exemption, and this is proof of it.
Yeah.
Wow.
So how about that?
There you go.
My friend. Okay, hold on. Don't anybody move. We'll get to your phone call.
See, smart people forget.
That's right. We're too busy thinking. But that doesn't make me smart, because I've been told I'm not. All right, here is what's happening. Kim Gordon's got the WGN News coming up right at the top of the hour. What's coming up?
Well, Ro, we're waiting to hear from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on a formal impeachment inquiry against the president. We'll carry her remarks live around 4 o'clock.
Ro Khan Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. Maria Pappas is with us. She's a Cook County Treasurer. We learned a lot of things. Every time she comes in, we learn a lot of things.
And you get money a lot of times when she comes in. Like, you're getting $480,
yes,
for instance.
Because I learned that I did something wrong, and then I applied. I went through the whole process, and look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Look at how rich I am now, $480.
Where are you taking us off? The show. Where are we going?
That's about one dinner with this show, Maria. You cannot believe how much these people eat and drink. All right. Let's talk about what is happening here with the callers, because they themselves are going to save money. We're going to watch what's going to happen here.
Okay.
Behold your eyes. All right. Let's start with Rich. Rich, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Ro. Hey, Maria.
Hi, Rich.
Hey, my question is this. My wife is 65. I'm only 63. Can we use any of the senior exemptions? Yeah, the cradle robber.
She can't. I mean, is the house in both your names?
Yes.
And she pays?
Yes, we both pay half.
Okay, not an issue. So when I leave here and when you call back, you give them your number, they'll call my office and somebody will call you tomorrow and we'll get it worked out.
What? Oh, look at that. Oh.
Fantastic.
I don't get that, Rich.
Unless you want to give me your number on air,
We got his number right
here. We have his number.
Yeah, it comes up.
Okay.
I'll
take it with me and Bill will call you tomorrow.
Yeah. Hey,
Maria, so much. Thank you, Ro.
Now, Rich, hold on one second. Let me just ask you a question, because I got to work this like a Chicago lawyer would, even though I'm not one. But I'm like Kim Kardashian. You don't have to be a lawyer to be a lawyer.
Uh-huh.
Now your wife is paying half and you're paying half?
Yeah.
You mean she's paying all of it now, right?
Well, she gets my check every Friday. Yeah.
All right. Okay. I got it. Okay. That's it. That's all I want. I want to make that clear, Maria, just in case there's any kind of questions. All right, Rich, congratulations. Hold on one second. Let me just make sure they got all the information they need.
Wow. Cha-ching
right
for Rich.
All right, here's Maria with Maria. Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Maria? Are you on WGN?
I guess her question is, do you have to fill out a separate form for every claim? So each and every, if you qualify for more than one of these types of exemptions.
Yes, you have to fill out for each year that you didn't get it is a separate form. Because you have to show that for 4 years you actually lived at this residence. You don't fill out one form for 4 years. You fill out for 4 years.
You're making it all so easy.
But you do it.
Isn't government supposed to make it hard so people can't collect their money?
Yeah, that's how it used to be.
Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Don't let them know you're doing this.
Well, look, it is not easy to get $44 million back to people who forget to apply.
Oh, yeah.
And one of the reasons that it isn't is, under my predecessor, when I came in, there was an audit. So one of the things that they discovered in the audit was that someone would come in and say, you owe me a $40,000 refund. They would get it. And then 3 days later, somebody else would come in and say, you owe me a $40,000 refund. and they would get it too. So they found all this in the audit.
Hey, easy.
Yeah.
Easy.
Give me 40 grand.
What's up with that?
Yeah. So now, I mean, just for auditing's sake and so that there's no fraud.
Here. All right. Hold on one second. Let me just get one more quickly in here. Bill, you're on WGN. Go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon. Maria, first I want to say you're the only politician in the state I trust.
That's pretty good. That's
I can't wait to go home tonight and tell my husband you said that.
That's low praise. And then he's going, why did you overpay?
Really?
All right, I got 30 seconds left. What do you want to know?
I believe it was 1993. We overpaid the taxes. My wife paid them, and then I wrote a check for them.
Yeah.
And I got one of those letters from one of those shysters.
All you have to do is go to my website. It will show up that you overpaid in 1993. And.
Right.
And you can punch refund and submit it to my office. You can do it on your own.
We can't find a documentation. That's the problem.
Give them your phone number and we'll call you and we'll explain to you what you need to do in the event that the bank is closed. That's called the bank closed case. I get it.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I mean, because the banks are all different now.
Yeah, the banks are different. Yeah, they're different. I mean, you had these little community banks, and they don't exist anymore. And then you've got somebody who legitimately, our records will show we have everything scanned, so we will be able to see exactly who the two checks are, even though you can't reproduce them.
How about that?
She is doing such a nice job here, Maria.
Amazing?
Yeah, this is doing. That's
so
really nice.
Give them your number, and
we got it.
Bill will call you tomorrow.
All right, CookCountyTreasurer.com.
We should do a phone-a-thon. No, what you need to do is, if you had me on for 1 hour, I could bring two or three people here. Your phones would be off the wall, and I could just tell them what to do.
We will
They could get money.
Maria Pappas, Cook County
Treasurer. Good to see you, Maria. Thanks for saving people money.
News coming your way in 2 minutes.